Only one cigarette, Chesterfield, gives you mildness plus no unpleasant aftertaste. What every smoker wants.
Buy Chesterfield, the one that proves its case. Yes, Chesterfield's a milder, plus no aftertaste.
Go home, open the pack, and give them a sniff.
Then you'll smoke them.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, from the Marine Memorial Auditorium, we present Bing Crosby.
Thank you. Thank you, Tim. Say, isn't it nice, Ken, to be up here again in San Francisco,
Oh, that's just wonderful, Bing. By the way, what kind of a reception did you get when you arrived in
town? What do you mean, reception? Reception?
Yes.
Oh, same I always get. The bus driver shook me and said, here we are, put on your shoes and get off. I got off. I limped painfully over to the auditorium here.
What do you mean you limped over here?
I was a little sleepy. I put my shoes on the wrong feet.
Say, what were you doing on a bus? According to the pictures I've been seeing in the papers lately, you're a railroad man.
Oh, you saw that,
yes,
right? I'm an honorary engineer close to the Erie Railroad. Mm-hmm. Those pictures, I look like a real hoghead, don't I?
Well, yes, but I'd be the last to mention them.
Hoghead, Ken, in railroad parlance is engineer means engineer.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, well, hogging. Takes the mallet over the grave.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Well, whatever it is, you look very authentic in that engineer's cap with that bandana around your neck. And
I'm a trooper, you know.
Hamilton watch dangling from your pocket.
Do I look like I know what time it is?
You do with that.
Yeah.
But what's the idea of the Erie Railroad making you an honorary engineer?
Well, Ken, this is the 100th anniversary of the railroad, and this week they reenacted the original run, which was made in 1851.
Oh, I see.
That original run in 1851, Ken, was a real gasser. I want to tell you, the passengers on the train included Millard Fillmore, President of the United States, and the brilliant orator, Daniel Webster. For some days, he was Secretary of State.
Gee, President Fillmore and Daniel Webster.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get to meet them, Bing?
It's silly, Ken. I didn't even make the trip.
Well, why not?
I was playing one-nighters with white men.
Oh, I still can't understand why the Erie Railroad should make you an engineer.
That's simple, Ken. When I was a young man, I was practically the Casey Jones of the Northwest.
Oh?
I worked on a little railroad up there that ran through the Apple Country.
Interesting.
It was called the Spokane, Yakima, Wenatchee, and Delicious Railroad.
Well, look, I've heard of a streetcar named Desire, but I never heard of a railroad named Delicious.
Well, you just did, buddy. I was a big man on that railroad, Ken. I worked on a milk train.
Oh, you the engineer on the milk train?
Combination brakeman and milker.
Oh. Combination brakeman and milker?
Yeah, instead of carrying a lantern, I carried a bucket.
Hey, from a milker on a little old milk train to honorary engineer on the Erie Railroad, that's really going places.
Just my lucky week.
Yes, it is.
Ken, you think being an honorary engineer is something, really hear what else happened to me.
You mean there's more?
And darn truth, and this happens to be Irish Linen Week.
No.
Yes, sir. The Irish linen people have made me...
You don't mean...
The Irish linen people have made me an honorary tea towel. I'm Mr. Glass Cloth of 1951.
Glass Cloth?
Yes.
Well, Bing, you're a big man. Yeah. I should think they could at least have made you an honorary tablecloth.
Oh, I wouldn't complain about it. You know what they wanted to do first? They wanted to make me just a doily.
This little animacaster.
Yes,
huh?
I could use one for my head.
Sure.
Anyhow, Ken, I think we'd better get on to the opening selection here. We've gabbed enough. In this instance, the opening selection happens to be a very sprightly thing. It has been scored for Lute, Flageolet, and Spinet by John Trotter. I play the tea towel. John, you ready? I fell in love with you first time I looked into them. They're you got a certain little cute way of flirting with them, their eyes. They make me feel so happy, they make me feel blue. Those darlings, I'm falling, going in.
Thank you, Ken. Merry as the month of May itself.
You think so? Well, Ken, let's forget them their eyes now and get to selling them their milder Chesterfield.
Okay.
Huh?
Friends, only one cigarette, Chesterfield, gives you mildness plus no unpleasant aftertaste. What every smoker wants.
And 1,539 tobacco growers tell you Chesterfields are milder. They say Chesterfield's right combination of the world's best tobaccos. Smells milder and smokes milder.
And here's what modern science and research says. There's only one cigarette which leaves no unpleasant aftertaste. That cigarette is Chesterfield. Yes, only Chesterfield gives you mildness plus no unpleasant aftertaste. And that's more for your money than any other cigarette can give you.
Prove it for yourself for the price of one pack. Yeah, that's all it comes down to, just the price of a pack of Chesterfield. To prove Chesterfield is the best cigarette for you. Now, folks, I'd like to present three handsome lads here from Texas. These boys are known as the Cass County boys. They're all dressed up in the Western finery. Kind of cut me tonight, didn't you, man?
Yeah, no pictures. No pictures.
Well, they're really loaded. These singing instrumentalists have just finished a big season at the Rogers Ranch Club in Palm Springs. But you folks probably know them best for their work with Gene Autry on the radio and on his record. And here they are, the Cass County boys. In there now and get set at the microphone and let the folks know who you are.
I'm Jerry Scoggins. I hold a guitar, Bing.
Go hold it. You better beat it a little too tonight.
I'm Bert Dodson, bass.
Yes, sir, Bert.
And I'm Freddie Martin, accordion.
Freddie Martin. Say, you the Freddie Martin that has the orchestra?
No, I'm the Freddie Martin that has the accordion.
I'm just checking. What are you fellas going to sing for us tonight?
Thought we might do that old tune, The Old Chisholm Trail, Bing.
Old Chisholm Trail? I remember The Old Chisholm Trail. Fact is, I drove many a long horn steer from the Rio Grande Valley up to Abilene, Kansas. Yes, I did, for to put the railroad in.
That was a pretty rough trip, wasn't it, old timer?
Oh, it sure was. Dusty, too. Of course, I was Mr. Dustcloth, then.
Let's have that Chisholm Trail, boy.
Well, come along, boys, and listen to my tale. Daddy Mama travels on the old Chisholm Trail. Tell us, aye, aye, yippee, yippee, yay. Yippee, yay, tell us, aye, aye, yippee, yippee, yay. I started up the trail October 23rd. Started up the trail with a Julia Hurst. Tell us, aye, aye, yippee, yippee, yay. Yippee, yay, tell us, aye, aye, yippee, yippee, yay. Woke up one morning on the old Chisholm Trail. Rope in my hand and a cow by the tail. Tell us, aye, aye, yippee, yippee, yay. Yippee, yay, tell us, aye, aye, yippee, yippee, yay. Hit him on the rump with a handle of a skillet. Come a tie, aye, yippee, yippee, yay, yippee, yay. Come a tie, aye, yippee, yippee, yay.
Cloudy in the west, looking like rain.
I turn those slickers in the wagon again. Come a tie, aye, yippee, yippee, yay, yippee, yay. Come a tie, aye, yippee, yippee, yay.
Should be proud of you fellas. You really can sing them songs. While you sing, I was just the old Johnny Wayne. I could just see him riding up the Chisholm Trail, thinking how nice it was to be out there in the wide open spaces and number one at the box office. I like the way, you know, I heard you do roving kind down there at the Rogers Ranch Club. I like the way you do it. You think we could have a go at it? You and me too, that old sea chanty, the roving kind?
Hmm? Okay, Bing, we'll run out and change into our sailor suits and be right with you.
Oh, don't change the wardrobe. This is radio. No one ever know what you're wearing.
Come on, me lads, avast now. Keel haul your rigging, cast off, John. We're ready.
Yeah, the dark and the roving eye, and the hair hung down and ringlet. She was a nice girl, a proper girl, but one of the roving kind. Well, as I cruised out one evening upon the night's career, I spied a lofty clipper ship, and to her I did steer. I hoisted out my signal, which she so quick
too. She had a dark and a roving eye, and her hair hung down and wrinkled. She was a nice girl, a proper girl, but one of the roving kind. Oh, pardon me, she says to me, for being out so late. But if my parents heard of this, sad would be my fate. My father is in politics, a good and righteous man. My mother tends our humble home. I help her all I can.
He took her for some fish and chips and treated her so fine. And hardly did he realize she was a roving kind.
I kissed her lips, I missed her lips, found to my surprise. She was nothing but a pirate ship rigged up in a disguise.
She had a dark and a roving eye, and her hair hung down and ringlet. She was a nice girl, a proper girl, but one of the roving kind. So come, all ye good sailor men who sail the wintry sea, and come, all ye apprentice lads, a warning take from me.
Beware of lofty clippers, they'll be the ruin of you. For 'twas there she made me walk the plank and put me under two.
She had a dark and a roving eye, and her hair hung down and wrinkled. She was a nice girl, a proper girl, but one of the roving kind.
Ever loving roving kind.
One of the roving.
Thank you, Cass County boys. Very funny. Real nautical. Ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure now to present the Wayfaring Stranger, our most authentic delineator of American folk songs, the bearded bard of balladdom, Mr. Burl Ives.
Thanks, Bing.
Fine. You remember where it was the last time I saw you?
Yeah. Oh,
Paris.
Paris.
Bumped into you on the street last summer.
Uh-huh.
Gosh, it seems only like yesterday. You and I were standing there in the Champs-Élysées. Remember?
Yeah.
We're standing there admiring the architecture.
Yeah. There's some of the finest architecture in the world walking up down that street.
All basic stuff. Nice.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
So much for architecture.
Say, Bing, did you ever learn to speak French while you were over there?
Oh, a little. I parlay the patois some, Burl, but actually you don't have to speak French in Paris. The French are so understanding, so helpful. You sit down at a sidewalk cafe, and if you look hungry, the waiter brings you food. If you look thirsty, he brings you something to drink. And if you look at the girl at the next table, he introduces you.
See, like a darn fool, I always sat down and just looked hungry.
Well, you go back again.
I hope so.
You got a song for us, Burl?
Yeah, I have, Bing. Do you think the folks would like to hear On Top of Old Smokey?
Well, I know I would. It's certainly a big song. You take the best shot, Burl.
On top of Old Smokey, all covered with snow, I lost my true lover from a courting to flow. On top of Old Smokey, I went there to weep. A false-hearted lover is worse than a thief.
things in like you, Bob.
Well, thank you, Bang. Thank you.
Now, you got something else for us?
Yeah. How about you and me singing The Little White Duck, Bing?
The White Little Or the song you made the recording of.
Yeah,
oh,
I heard it.
Very
that's
good.
Right.
Sure.
I'll tell you what. I'll start it, Bing,
right.
And I'll be the little white duck, and you be the little green frog. What do you say?
Nice casting. I jump at the chest. Start it off, Burl.
What do you mean, little
white? There's a little white duck sitting in the water. A little white duck doing what he ordered. He took a bite off a lily pad, flapped his wings, and he said, I'm glad I'm a little white duck sitting in the water. Quack, quack, quack.
There's a little green frog swimming in the water. A little green frog doing what he oughter. He jumped right off of the lily pad that the little duck bit, and he said, I'm glad I'm a little green frog swimming in the water. The wolf, the wolf, the wolf.
There's a little black bug floating on the water. A little black bug doing what he ordered. He tickled the frog on the lily pad that the little duck bit, and he said, I'm glad I'm a little black bug floating on the water. Chirp, chirp.
There's a little red snake lying in the water. A little red snake doing what he oughta. He frightened the duck and the frog so bad, he ate the little bug, and he said, I'm a bird, I'm a little red snake, a lion in the water.
Now there's nobody left sitting in the water,
and nobody left doing what he oughta.
There's nothing left but the lily pad.
The duck and the frog ran away. It's sad that there's nobody left sitting in the water. Boo, boo, boo. You think I was too precious in that hour? But thank you, Burl. That was wonderful. I get a big kick out of working with you. And that ends our sad tale, folks. But if the Cass County boys and the Rhythmaires will gather around, I'd like to have a go here at an old song that has enjoyed a healthy revival recently. It's called Across the Wide Missouri. While we were at rehearsal, Brother Ives told me an interesting fact about this song. He said it was originally a sea chanty. Well, I guess the covered wagon boys coming across country in 49, they worked out a lyric to suit the environment they were in. Anyhow, here's the way it goes now.
Across the wide Missouri, a roll, a roll, a reel, across the wide Missouri, a roll.
like to do a little ballad entitled Only One Cigarette Chesterfield Gives You Mildness Plus No Unpleasant Aftertaste.
Say, I like that title, Sam. A bit short, a little brief, a little terse, a little catchy. How's it go?
Well, it's all about a smoker who proved to himself that Chesterfields were milder.
You mean he opened a pack of Chesterfields, took a whiff of that famous milder aroma?
That's right. You see, he knew that tobaccos that smell milder smoke milder.
Now, stop me if I'm wrong, Ken, but I'd say right about here. He lit up and he knew he'd discovered the mild one, Chesterfield. The only cigarette that gives a smoker mildness, plus no unpleasant aftertaste.
Oh, you must have heard it before, Bing.
Well, it does sound familiar, Ken, but now come on, get to the moral.
Well, it's simply this, folks. Remember Chesterfield's ABCs, the most famous ABCs in the world. They mean more today than ever before. They mean Chesterfields are A, always milder, B, better tasting, and C, cooler smoking.
And only Chesterfield gives you this big plus, the biggest plus in smoking. They leave no unpleasant aftertaste. So remember to always
try Chesterfield, Chesterfield, the one that's too good taste. Yes, Chesterfield's are milder, milder, plus no aftertaste.
So hold, open the pack, and give them a sniff,
then you'll smoke them.
Their picture, Royal Wedding, is one of the ballads written by Alan Lerner, Nancy Olsen's husband, and Burton Lane.
Too late now to forget your smile, the way we cling when we've danced a while. Too late now to forget and go on to someone. Forget your voice, the way one word makes my heart rejoice. Too late now to imagine myself away from you. All the things we've done together,
my thanks to Burl Ives and to the Cass County boys for joining us in San Francisco this evening.
Who's going to be with you next week, Bing?
Oh, next week, Burl, our guest will be Miss Teresa Brewer. She's a very cute little girl, has a lively way with a song. We also got Louis Armstrong and Jack Teagarden. Very, very substantial cast, I think. Mm-hmm. It's going to be jolly. How about going out and getting a little something to eat, Burl? I know a very good French restaurant up the street here. The Paris Louvre.
Oh, a French restaurant?
Yes.
Now, remember, if you look hungry, they'll bring you food. And if you look thirsty, they'll bring you a drink.
Well, what happens if I look at the girl at the next table, Bing?
Nothing, if the boss is well.
I'll see you next week for Chesterfield, folks. The best cigarette for you to smoke.
A reminder for you, folks. Have you sent for your copy of the new book, Tobaccoland USA? It's important to you as a smoker. To get your copy, just put your name and address on a penny postcard and mail it to Chesterfield, Box 21, New York 8, New York. That's Chesterfield, Box 21, New York 8, New York, for your copy of Tobaccoland USA. The Bing Crosby Show, presented by Chesterfield, was produced and transcribed in San Francisco by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guests, Louis Armstrong, Jack Teagarden, and Miss Teresa Brewer.